If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back in hour two of the show, sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC. There you have it. We did not get them in trouble today, Bill Bush.
That's nice. I talked to Brian yesterday. We'll be meeting up with him for lunch here soon to discuss kind of the historical event of the naming of Pinnacle Bank Arena and some other things. Also,
what?
Yeah. Brian travels around. He might be. He said he's not sure if he's there today, but he might be in Hy-Vee. At one of the branches today.
Ooh.
And so if you get a chance, say hi to Brian.
They have those Pinnacle Bank.
Yes.
I frequent them.
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
I bank at Pinnacle Bank.
You know all of his kids attend Pius, right?
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yeah. This is a Pius crowd, so I know that would interest you, Swim.
Yes. Pius just hired a new football coach.
New football coach, yeah, absolutely.
A couple of days ago.
And that is?
You put me on the spot here.
I have all the information. Yes. We'll get to that later. I have it all. I'll get it all.
I got it.
I didn't know. Yeah. Yes. It was a tease. I just didn't know we were going off the rails on this. I was trying to talk about Pinnacle Bank.
We are.
And then all of a sudden, then you went off into the new hire at Pius. So
I was curious.
I'm curious what that is.
Curious. Yeah, okay. So, Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah. It wasn't like it wasn't like a past Husker or something like that.
No.
So it's not like you know, Jason Peter is not the new head coach at Pius. Okay, so
it would be an unbelievable hire.
Yes, it would be an unbelievable hire. I'd love to see him coaching there.
Ickes?
What's that? Ickes? Could
what
about, be Ickes.
What if Jay Foreman was the Pius?
Why is
head
Jay
coach?
Foreman? Why was he not? Yes, why was he
you
not?
You know why? It's he talked about it yesterday on Old School a little bit. He got into how he'd have to be a teacher somewhere. LPS requires you to be a teacher.
Yes.
So, in some capacity.
In some capacity, yes.
Omaha Public Schools does not. Yeah. So that's a little bit of a
difference. Tell me more about Brian.
It's not even what you're even talking about.
Yeah.
He's a spirit animal of Pinnacle Bank is what he is. So we've talked
he's
about.
High, he's a higher up.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. As high as they get. Yes.
Okay. So he's thank you.
Young.
Yes, he's like the peds of Pinnacle.
Ooh.
Yes, that's what
there,
he is.
There
yes.
it is.
There it is. Right there.
You mentioned the naming rights about Pinnacle Bank Arena. That thing can never change. Like Pinnacle Bank has to just be locked in forever.
Yeah, if all of a sudden that was like hinky dinky arena, that'd be like,
that'd be awesome,
actually. Like, hinky dinky would be pretty sweet. No. Hinky dinky would be. Yeah. You don't even know about the dink, do you?
I know about it. We call it the dink.
Yes.
Are you going to the dink?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know what hinky dinky is.
You didn't know what hee-haw was, so I don't even know if I know.
Isn't it a grocery store?
It was.
It is. Yeah. It was an incredible grocery store.
Thank you.
Yes.
Give me a little bit of credit here.
There was one in the heart of Columbus.
Okay. Well, it was. So it's past tense. Dead.
I don't think Hinky Dinky even exists anywhere anymore. Boy, it's incredible.
So did you guys ever frequent Sun Marts?
Yes and no.
Okay. I mean, how do you yes and no that question?
I don't know if I'd call it frequent. I've been in them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my version of like Hinky Dinky growing up.
Okay.
In small towns. Every small town felt like it had a Sun Mart. Now it's Dollar General.
Where were you?
What small town were you in? You lived in Lincoln.
Well, I'd visit smaller towns.
Yeah. Oh.
In these small towns, I don't have any.
Valentine, Nebraska.
I have no recollection of Sun Mart either. So,
was there
one
in Seward?
Is
this something you saw on AI? Is this something you...
No, there was one in Seward, I believe.
For the 4th of July? Yeah, let's move on from this.
We can move on. Wow, that was...
This is just sports.
That did not hit well, I guess. Okay, so here's the deal.
It didn't, for the record.
Yeah, let's talk more about whatever...
Sport.
The hell you want to talk about? Charles, so
they
Alabama.
Swear that's enough now. Oh, go. Yeah, go.
Yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. Tell me how Minnesota is not going to be a difficult game on Saturday.
Minnesota's going to the Final Four is what you've convinced me of at this point.
Anyway,
lost the last four in a row.
There is a lot
lost
of
to San Francisco, for God's sake.
Can you stop?
Go ahead.
Dons.
Go ahead. There's a lot of different opinions in college basketball right now because the NCAA has started to grant eligibility to guys that have played professionally. Most recently, just yesterday, an Alabama player, Charles Bediako is his name. He was ruled eligible to play immediately by the NCAA. Nate Oates, the head coach for Alabama, announced that he's going to start for Alabama on Saturday for the Crimson Tide. But how about this, guys? After the 2023 season, Bediako declared for the NBA draft, went undrafted, signed a G League contract, has been playing professionally since, and now realized, you know what, I want to go back to school. And so they're allowing him to go back because he still technically has some eligibility left.
Well, somewhere in there, the NCAA feels that if they sue him, that they'll lose. So everything now that the NCAA does is like they want nothing to do with any form of a lawsuit of any sort. That's all they have. The NCAA has two things in mind. All they care about is the NCAA basketball tournament and B, not getting sued. That's
litigation. They're fearful of. This does not bother me. I can't feign.
Ooh,
like it doesn't. Like
in the middle of the season, it doesn't bother you that there's somebody just going right in.
Everything's so crazy right now that I just kind of sort of throw up your arms a little bit. It doesn't bother me. Certainly doesn't bother me from the standpoint as he was a pro. Now he's going back to college. No, because it's really pros. I mean, he's just going from one pro league to another.
If Bryce McGowan's came back to Nebraska this year and started for Nebraska against Minnesota on Saturday, you would have zero opinion on it.
I mean, it's not good, but he's going from one pro league to another.
Brunson from New York, all of a sudden he's at Minnesota. We're playing against him on Saturday. Yeah. That bothers you at all?
Back to your litigation thing. I mean, I don't know.
I cannot believe that you're just brushing this off
this
your
is,
shoulder.
This
Are
is
you serious?
Shocking.
Why don't you commit to something?
So you would love to see right prior to the NCAA tournament starting an influx of NBA players.
No, but that's
coming
not
back
happen.
To
happen.
I would love to get Mac back on this Nebraska basketball team.
That's an extreme Cam Mac.
I was joking. Go ahead.
Those are extreme examples. This is not an extreme example.
If all of a sudden Nebraska is whatever seed in the tournament and they have to play someone in the first round that's got three G League players on that just came back, you would lose your mind.
Hopefully, you would hope that.
Hang on now. Time out. Hope what? That someone there'd be someone in the room that would stop
Common
this.
Common sense would prevail,
but it's not. It's happening.
Yeah, this is the problem.
That's my point. This is the thing.
The NCAA has no ground to stand on. They're just letting it happen.
So you're hoping that maybe the guy starting for Alabama on Saturday.
Where I'm coming from is we're paying high school kids hundreds of thousands of dollars now. It's all a mess.
But
this
you
falls in line with it.
If Brunson came back and played, would it keep me up at night? No, it wouldn't.
You can't. Okay, first off, yes, it would.
It would not keep me up at night.
It
would just fall under the category.
Whoever lost in the first round of the NFL playoffs was playing for Indiana in the championship game. That you'd be fine with that. That's what you're saying. You're just that's fine. They're all pros, so doesn't matter.
I'm kind of saying that. Yeah, it's a mess.
Mr. Worldwide in Fallbrook says recruit LeBron. He has eligibility.
Yeah, never started his clock.
He's got 4 years.
We've let it happen, so I'm not. I feel let me ask you, like a hypocrite.
So what's the name that's coming back?
You are clamoring for people, for college kids to make money. I'm not going to go back and be a hypocrite. Just let. I mean, it is what it is now.
Somebody goes, did Luka go to college?
It's a pro league. I'm covering a pro league now.
But it's not because the academic calendar still has weight.
Academic
yes,
calendar.
It does. In so college that was sports, my question was so has,
what I want to know right now is what's the name again from Alabama?
Charles Bediako.
Has he met with the Dennis LeBlanc of Alabama to get his schedule done?
I doubt.
You think right now he's like whatever?
I doubt.
You think right now he's in Western Civ, right?
But that's all out the door. We've established.
Is he here? Well, he's in study hall right now.
Where do you ever hear that there's a kid academically ineligible?
Well, you heard some of that with the D lineman that not ineligible, but some work to do academically. But no, I couldn't imagine right now. Well, he's in Western Civ, so I don't know if he can do anything. But he'll be here, and he's got practice in an hour.
I'm not planting my flag on this one.
I'm shocked. I thought that this would get some sort of a reaction out of you.
Nope.
Because imagine if it was at Nebraska and Fred Hoiberg just brought in a G League guy. I mean, I think also there's something to be said about the risk you're taking, altering chemistry within your team.
Obviously.
Alabama's a top 25 team in the country.
Obviously, that's an issue.
I think Alabama's a top 25, but they are not playing as
no.
So I think they're like going, yeah, some chemistry. Yeah, let's see if it might change it for the better. It'd be a tough one to bring into this team.
I mean, I hope it doesn't
in Nebraska,
happening.
The way the chemistry is, it'd be very tough.
We let it. I'm speaking figuratively.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
We kind of collectively let this happen, so I'm not going to go back and rail against it too hard.
This is where, I mean, here's the thing, guys. With the NCAA kind of at the spine of all of this, at the end of the day, Charles Bediako sued the NCAA and won because the NCAA just has no ground to stand on. We're going to see this trickle into like the Trinidad Chambliss story to bring it back to football. I was reading an article yesterday.
Oh, he's going to win.
That Trinidad's going to win his suit.
Oh, he's
going to get another year of eligibility.
First of all, these are all done in your own state.
Yes.
So it's like You get an Ole Miss, not a booster, but someone that's like, okay, we can make this happen. It's going to happen because they can't. but in some point in time, but they still rule people ineligible. NCAA does, but if they come back and they fight it, they're not going to go to court over it. They're going to be like, okay, yeah, sounds good to me. If you just said of all the wild things going on, if you'd have told me 5 years ago that there's going to be pros coming back after they played in a professional league to come back to play in college, I would be like, okay, now that one's not happening.
Like, here's the deal. Once again, this guy, so Charles Bediako of Alabama.
Charles Bediako.
He was a part of the 31-win Alabama team in 2023. that was Alabama's team that got the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. He declared for the draft, went undrafted, and then signed a professional contract overseas, and then a G League team picked him up, essentially. Mm-hmm. Maybe he shouldn't have declared for the draft.
Yeah. Like, will he be like at the ATO house this weekend for a party? What will be going on there? Will he be going like to a formal?
Is he getting a syllabus?
Who has... Please, the Dennis LeBlanc of Alabama.
Now, he might be, right?
Austin, you have your syllabus?
He might be very serious about academics.
Might be.
Right?
Imagine him all of a sudden, excuse me, I'm a little... What was his name again?
Charles Bediako.
Bediako, here. Is he responding?
He might be very stressed right now about
classes.
And getting to practice on
time. Getting his book bag and all of his textbooks lined up.
Swim, I'm not offended by it. I'm not.
That's fine. I expected you to be a little more offended.
I'm not.
Baylor did the same thing. Alabama's done it.
Mm-hmm. Not been a big hit, though, right?
Not necessarily.
No, that's not a big game changer.
But also, like, Baylor's guy, I believe, got actually drafted. And like, it's like, well, it failed the first time, so let me go ahead and go back to college and let me declare again and try it again in a couple years.
It would get a little weird if if it starts being a common occurrence that NBA players are going back, you know, they're not
just for the tournament. What if it's like the Olympics where the NHL just takes it off so they can play in the Olympics? What if during the NCAA tournament the NBA just shuts down so people can go back to the team they played for?
What is Jokic's NIL price? For 2 weeks.
Wimby.
Play for San Jose State.
Can you imagine Wimby and Rink down there in the paint together? Bearcay and Wemby on the same team?
Well, the thing is, like, it's never over. It doesn't sound like either. It's kind of like, right now, it's like, declare for the draft. Why? Well, if you don't get drafted or go to the G League do whatever, then just go back then. Just go back to college.
How much is the G League now much better overall talent than college basketball?
No, they went through a spurt where, like, RJ Hampton and stuff was like, hey, I'm going to go to the G League instead of going to college and stuff. But now that NIL is a thing, and rev share G League is taking a major
just taking
hit.
A big hit. Yeah. I mean, the college basketball is better now. It's quite a bit better than it was 5 years ago. It's better to watch because players stay.
Yeah,
you know, they're getting paid a lot of money to stay. Millions.
They're coming back.
Yeah,
I just can't imagine being like
coming back after failing.
Back. Being the GM right now. Yeah, I want to make wherever. More money. And you're going, okay, I got to look at every G League player. I also have to look at every player in Turkey. See if maybe I can get one of those players back. Is there anybody playing in Spain that might be available? Because there's players everywhere. They would imagine all of a sudden it's like, hang on now. There's a really good point guard, you know, playing up in Canada. I think that could be something's on Team Canada.
Yep. You're seeing it all over the place. These rosters, Illinois rosters is full of that Euro influence, right?
Yeah. Even Nebraska's used it time and time again. Mm-hmm. Fred and his guys have dipped into it often.
No, I'm not offended.
People are frustrated that you're just throwing your hands up.
Yeah, I think maybe, are you concussed or anything? Are you sure?
I'm over this indignation part of all of this.
This is not transferring.
I'm
not going to be indignant.
So what if all of a sudden it just opens up and next week, we've got 40 G League players on college teams. That wouldn't bother you?
Yeah, that would bother me. That's not what we're talking about, though.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
No, it's not. There's one.
There's been a couple.
If it becomes a mass exodus, then it becomes an issue, but not a huge one in my mind. I mean,
well, I've listened to every coach. There's been, just listen to Izzo, listen to all these coaches.
I've heard a few.
There's nobody going like, I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
There's not,
no,
they're
I'm not
in the
saying
profession.
It's a great idea. But yeah, well, they're a little different because I'm not a coach. I'm not competing against them. We've let this happen. Nobody's saying. I mean, we've made college pro sports. It's just one pro league to another in my mind, essentially. Don't give me the academic calendar either. They're paying guys millions of dollars right now. There's quarterbacks making $7 million.
I understand.
So am I
going to
get all throw up my hands on something like this? No, I'm not, because the whole thing is ridiculous. They're paying high school kids thousands of dollars.
That's
to play
true.
Now. So now I'm gonna plant my flag on this.
It's not the academic calendar, but I'm saying that
where you plant your flag. How many flags are you planting now? I mean, like, I'm not doing that.
I'm planting. Once you go, I'm planning on once you've been in a professional league.
I'm not.
That's it.
I was gonna say, once you decide to leave college to go to another pro league, I don't care if you fail.
One pro league to another.
I don't say a word if you went to five schools.
You can go from the G League to the NBA. You can go to the G League to Spain. You can go to the G League to college. So once you go to the G League, can you go to Spain and play?
So maybe.
No, you can't do that.
Maybe under that point, right? As long as the NCAA is the governing body of college sports and in college basketball, it's always going to not...
Is it the governing body?
By rule, it is. Not by reality.
We've established that the NCAA has no teeth.
But I'm saying we cannot.
And all they're trying to do is avoid
sports.
Litigation. That's what the goal is, to avoid litigation.
That is their goal, 100%.
Right. Not to keep things under control, to avoid litigation.
Because they've lost so many millions of dollars.
Yeah. Right. I totally agree.
And they have to keep the NCAA basketball tournament. That's where their money comes in.
I'm not going to act like it's 1990 and say the NCAA is still a thing. Ah, okay. It still exists.
I do not understand the mindset or the thought process of allowing somebody to willingly leave college because they think that they're going to make the NBA. Mm-hmm. Fail at making the NBA, still make a little bit of money in a lower level NBA.
And go back and make money.
And then say, hey, you know what? I can make more money in college. Let me go ahead and go back.
I don't know. if you can't legally deny it, apparently. You know?
That is unreal in my mind.
Unreal.
I just don't get it.
Well, you get it.
Where do you suppose he's
legal.
At with his progress towards degree?
It's legal. Now, hold on. You have to leave open a possibility that he's very determined to get a degree.
You have to leave it open. I agree with that.
That maybe he's talked to his family and says, I need to prepare for life after basketball.
Could be.
Maybe the NBA is not a possibility for the second time around.
It's an interesting take, though. It's a very interesting story. You have to say that it's
legal.
Now, I will say this, though.
He's not doing anything.
Of all the things going on, that would not be... If all of a sudden I'm watching... It's halftime of the Indiana-Miami game, and they talk about this. I'm not even listening. I don't even care. I mean, I have a stand on it, but also when the show's over, that's about it for me.
Yep.
I understand. I am not going
to
all of a sudden Google research it more.
It's also kind of comical, though, guys. Think about it this way. Let's say, hypothetically, he would have gotten drafted in 2023 and just flamed out, and he got drafted in 2023, got drafted in 2026.
I know.
Like, that's the road you're heading down.
I know.
You guys don't make their second contracts. They get two-wayed after their first year, whatever the case may be. All right.
If they got to hug the commissioner twice, that'd be incredible. I would enjoy that.
It's like the first day of school pick with the commissioner 3 years apart. Anyway.
I would like that.
Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
That's right. And you can avoid all that with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties in Nebraska, and they manage all things IT. It is truly a one-stop shop. Get a free consultation today at AppliedConnective.com.
Thank you, Will. Will and Fullerton.
Will?
Will and Fullerton is handling all of this. You think you're going to get hacked? If you think that's that, there's people out there trying to hack your stuff right now.
Ugh.
Yeah. Steve, think about that.
I do.
Somebody talked to Charles Bediaco about that. He hasn't been in school in a while.
How to not get hacked.
Yep. Don't allow your school email to get hacked.
I just love...
Think about it. They probably already had the email domain. They got to reinstate it.
I just love to see that. And here's your syllabuses, sir.
He's really stressed about classes, I bet.
It's 10:20 to 11:50.
What's the minimum hours that you need to be a...
12 hours.
Is it 12?
Is it still 12?
Yes, full-time. Yeah, full-time student.
Wow.
Yes. Or if he's getting a student loan. Taking out...
Just take it out of his G League contract that he already got paid out of professional basketball. Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
Wow.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills and the Game Show here on Early Break on the Ticket.